It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 318. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. And if you're new to the show, check out, or even if you're not new, don't forget to check out the main website, and that is at miketechshow.com. I also have a wiki, which is maintained by listeners, and that's at mtswiki.com. There you will find links to all of the past shows. So you'll be able to go back and search and get all that content. You'll also be able to find out about my studio, the equipment that I use to record the show. You can follow me on Twitter and learn when I'm going to record live, when the fresh content's posted. You can follow me at twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Also, email me for any question. I got a stack of email tonight, but I got a lot of other things to cover. You can email me. The email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message, and I have one I'm going to play tonight. The phone number is 240-949-2450. I have some cool gadgets that I'm going to talk about. A couple things that was interesting from the latest issue of Maximum PC I want to share with you. I have an interesting Windows tip that I stumbled on, but it's so easy, and it's just something I forgot that is been available in Control Panel, and it's something I want to remind everybody because it really can save you some time. So I'm going to go over that. I have an AT&T wireless story that you can definitely learn from when you are talking with your phone provider. I have the iTunes tip from a listener, and then we'll see what time we have, and we'll get to as much email as we can. So before we get started, you've heard me talk about GoToMeeting for a long, long time. I have been using GoToMeeting's online meeting service for over 5 years. You can hold unlimited meetings for one flat rate per month. GoToMeeting supports voiceover IP. You can show your desktop on everybody's screen. They can join the meeting in seconds with just one click going to GoToMeeting.com. With all of this, before you commit to purchasing it, you can kick the tires, try it out, play with it, and you'll see how good of a service this is. And to do that, you got to go to gotomeeting.com/techpodcast. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. Couple things I want to talk about from the latest issue of Maximum PC. One is this outrageous mouse. It looks like some terrible monster mouse. How could you ever hold it? And it is the Mad Catz Cyborg Rat 7. It is completely adjustable. There are all kinds of areas where you can adjust how high it is. You can adjust the placement of your thumb, the placement of your fingers. It is supposed to be the ultimate gaming mouse. And I'm going to have a link where you can see all of the areas where you can adjust this. I went to look for this on Amazon, and it said 5 to 7 weeks for shipping. So I don't know if this is available yet everywhere. Certainly Amazon, it's delayed. So I'm going to have a link to the Cyborg Gaming site. And certainly if you are into gaming and you want to turbocharge or customize the mouse, this looks like the way to go. They do warn it's very heavy. It'd be something I would definitely like to get my hands on to maybe evaluate. I don't know if I would shell out, you know, over $100 to buy a mouse. But if you're into gaming or you know someone who's a serious gamer, you know, I like the comment in the chat. It looks more like a transformer than it does a mouse. And I guess that's a great way to capture the look of this mouse. So I like that. The next item that I want to talk about is I keep reading about these solid state drives. And you read Maximum PC and they show you, you know, this beautiful OCZ Vertex 2 that's incredibly fast. And then you look at the price for 200 gig. I mean, just 200 gig, you're going to spend almost $800. The price is just way too high. So here's what I'm asking. Have any of my listeners, have you jumped on to this? Have you started embracing solid state drives? I would love to, but the price point is just way too high. I just can't enter at that point. I would really like to do it, but that is just way too much money, you know, to spend on that. And I'm wondering if anybody is out there, you know, who's using this? Is it just for the rich? I don't know, but that's just too much money per gig right now. Email me, miketechshow@gmail.com, and let me know, have you jumped on the solid state bandwagon for drives? Now, there's a hybrid drive that I've seen, this Maximus drive that there is a lot of built-in cache. And it's a streamlined drive where it's only 7,200 RPM. It's SATA, and yet this extra cache that's built in gives it more performance. It's almost like performance of a 10,000 RPM drive for 7,200. I will link that drive also. The price point is, I think, for 500 gig, it's $150. That's still a lot of money for 500 gig. Because you can get that for way under $100. But at least it's not $800. And it's interesting that they're calling it a hybrid drive. So it's not quite, you know, it's still not solid state. That's something that you might be able to take a look at. Winston, here you go. Winston in the chat just says, I bought one of the Amazon Seagate Maximus laptop hard drive for $150 and he used my Amazon link. Thank you very, very much. And he hasn't received it yet. So, hey, if you're checking out any of these products, don't forget to use my link over at miketechshow.com, the Amazon link there. You'll see a couple affiliate links are removed because they are no longer offering affiliate deals with the Tech Podcast Network. And so they have been removed from the site. So you'll see a couple, some of the affiliates are links are gone. Now, I want to talk about another utility that I happen to see mentioned in Maximum PC, and this came up in the chat room in the post show last week, and it's called Specky, specky.com, a little utility that will give you information on what's running in your system. So you'll get the hard drive information, the graphics card, the CPU, and it's another utility to collect info. I had this, also my SIW utility, and a lot of other utilities that I often use to help me when I enter a situation with a workstation where I want to identify the components of the system. I'm running these utilities on a system this week, and I could not determine the chipset of the video card, and it was a Dell computer. The first question is, well, you can get the Dell tag, go online. I did. I entered the tag, it had all the information, but the drivers for the graphic card that it listed for me were incorrect. I took the CD that came with the system for the Dell drivers, put it in, and it did not detect. I was lucky to obtain an actual sheet that had what was on the computer. Now, my customer, very happy, they saved all of this. They saved the CDs with the bill of material list of everything that came in the Dell with their order. That was awesome. And I was able to see and get the ATI card and it was like a 2600 HD, and I was able to get the card info, and then, of course, I was able to go to the site, download the latest drivers, and no problem. But I found it very interesting that the utilities I ran could not tell me what the chipset was on the card. I was very confused because I've never ran into that. SIW always comes through for me. This particular case, it was not able to identify the video card. Took me a little extra time to get the drivers. All the other drivers I was able to find and completely redo the system. And this is a user that has a whole hard disk, whole disk encryption on the hard drive, and they had a major hard drive crash. If you have your disk fully encrypted, especially with the Safeguard encryption software, you're out of luck if you try to go back and use and try to get data off the drive. It's impossible. As we talk about encryption, this is a great segue. On August 28th, a Saturday, Winston Wolf will be at my house, and we will be recording an early show on that Saturday. It's going to be 10 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Time. And Winston and I are going to talk about encryption. We're going to talk about the USB keys, YubiKey. We're going to talk about IronKey. I have clients using IronKey. We're going to talk about TrueCrypt. We're also going to talk about BitLocker. We're going to talk about encryption, security, and USB keys. I think it's going to be a great show, and you're definitely going to want to tune in for that. And if you can't join us live, of course, it's going to be a Mike Tech show that's recorded for that week, and I'm looking forward to it. As we're talking about the schedule, next week there will be no Mike Tech show Thursday night. It is my 31st wedding anniversary, and I am going to be away for a few days. So slipping away and not going to be able to record a show. I'm going to see if I can do a show on Sunday night. Follow me on Twitter, and if I can knock out and do a show sometime on Sunday, that would be great. So let's see if I can pull that off and then maybe have it so this way I can record the show on Sunday and have it ready to go and then post it up while I'm away. I'm sure my wife will like that when I say, hey, honey, don't worry. It's our anniversary night, but I'm going to post up a podcast. We're going to try to not have that happen. Let me talk about my AT&T wireless story. Then I want to talk about my Windows 7 tip. Then we'll play the iTunes tip. My son Ryan decides to get an iPhone. And all I have my two sons and my wife all on a family plan for AT&T. I have an iPhone. My wife just has a simple Razr. My youngest son has a nondescript phone that can barely do anything except make phone calls. But my son Ryan has had a BlackBerry. He goes out and he buys a used iPhone. Since I'm the primary on the account, he needs me to help him get it activated. So we need to go to the AT&T store. So we go to the store, and a very simple process to add an iPhone on to the system. They take out his SIM card. They just pop it right in. And we pick a plan, which, of course, it's not unlimited anymore when you have an iPhone, a new plan. So he gets the $25 a month, and that's for 2 gig of data per month. Then they charge you if you go beyond that. The person who was helping me said, where do you work? Because I might be able to put you on their plan and save you money. Just do nothing just by adding you on your work. We have deals with every employer out there under the sun. That's a great idea. I said, but I work for myself. And they said, well, if you bring your EIN number in, I can set you up with a business account. It's the same account. We just make it a business account and you'll get 8% off. I said, you know, my wife, though, works for the government. And she said, you know, hold on. And she looks up. Your wife, since she works for the IRS, works for the government, you will get 15% off, but you got to come back and change everything to her name. So I said, okay, that's great. I'm going to save 15%. So we leave. I get my wife. They said, bring a pay stub. So my wife has her ID, her badge. She has her pay stub. And this is another night, like 2 days later, we go back. We just want to change her to be primary, put us on for her employer. He says, I can do that, but we have to completely wipe out where you're at and move you under your wife. And, oh, by the way, to make that change, it's going to cost you $18 per phone as a service charge for this move. So I'm doing the math, and I'm like, okay, that's $72, and it's still worth it. Even though they're going to stick it to me for $72, it's still worth it. But wait to hear what happens. He takes all the information. It takes forever. And then he says it'll take 2 months for the discount to kick in. I'm like, 2 months? Yeah, he said it takes two billing periods. Then I said, hey, I was just thinking about something. What about my 3,500 rollover minutes? Oh, they're gone, sir. No. My rollover minutes they're not gone. I have 3,500 minutes there. You're going to add them back in. Oh, I can't do that. Well, I said, I'll tell you what then. How about if you just put me back onto my plan the way I was? Can't do that. And he could do it, but guess what? My rollover minutes are gone. Once he made the move and I guess zeroed me out or whatever on my name, moved me over to my wife's, they said, you can't do the rollover minutes. And I'm like, no, we are going to resolve this. So I got to wait for his manager. And his manager's tied up. And I see him at the other end of the store. And I'm really giving it to my sales guy. I have been with AT&T for years, and I've been on it. My wife now goes away because she's starting to get embarrassed because I'm getting a little louder, and I'm getting a little more forceful. He calls support, and I kid you not, after an hour, we come to the arrangement that they are adding 3,500 minutes to my plan, 3,500 rollover minutes. They're going to give me, and it takes 3 days for that to show up. Now, I made him write out that this is happening and sign it. I don't know how legal that is, but I didn't want to leave there with a promise and an agreement that this was happening, and I got no piece of paper stating it. So he wrote this out. He's giving it to me. He gave it to me, and we're now within the middle of the 3 days. It hasn't been 3 days yet, so I'm going to have to go online, and hopefully all of my rollover minutes will be there. I'll tell you, they better be there because that's a lot of minutes. The moral of the story, if you are owed something, do not take no for an answer. Be firm, as long as it's reasonable. My request, hey, they're the minutes, they're coming over with the plan, they should be able to come over. They have to be able to work this out for you. It was just unreasonable. But I'll tell you, the way they were pushing me there, I was ready to just say, you know what? Let's kill all four phones. Let's wipe them out. And I'll just go over to Verizon. But, as they know, there's a lot of fees for getting out of contracts early. And, we don't want to go down that path. Stay firm and keep insisting on what is due you. I guess that's for any service, any product. Stay at it. I will let you know if I don't get the minutes. Certainly AT&T will know. And I will tell you this. I am going to get back on the phone probably tomorrow morning and get on with AT&T, escalate it within customer service, because with all the aggravation and everything I've been put through, I'm going to see if I can get half of those service fees knocked off. I'll let you know what happens. I am not holding out high hope for that. But I am going to try to get rid of those service fees because I think that is a ridiculous charge for just moving the accounts over. $72, that's insane. So I'm willing to see if they'll meet me halfway on that. And then it's worth moving. But 15% on a bill that's upwards of almost $200 by the time you're all these phones, hey, that's almost $30 a month, so I definitely have to do that. Look into your plan, check where your spouse works, and see with your wireless carrier, do they have discounts? Where all you got to do is prove where you work, and you'll be able to take advantage of some pretty deep discounts. Give a listen to this iTunes tip from Winston, who recorded this on my cell phone, my iPhone, and then I used the iPhone. I patched it into the mixer and recorded this for you so I could play it on the show.
Hey, Mike, I'm actually glad I ended up in your voicemail, because you may want to record this so that, A, you can either have a laugh later, or, B, you might want to use it in the show. So here it goes. So, Mike, here is a great tip for those of us who are keen and bent on audio quality. And that is, before you contact someone about their podcast, in reference to the quality of the sound, check your iTunes equalizer settings. I was getting ready to contact a couple of podcasters, including yourself, that the last couple of podcasts have sounded off. And I realized that it was way too much coincidence for two people that are very stringent about sound quality to have bad podcasting, bad recordings on the same week. So something clicked in my head, and I went and checked the equalizer setting on iTunes, which is under the controls drop-down menu. Under the view drop-down menu, show equalizer. And sure enough, apparently when I let my niece use my computer earlier this month, she had turned that equalizer on, and of course, it was tuned for her kind of music, and it was making podcasts sound like junk. So, quick tip, check the EQ before you send an email or call a podcaster to say, hey, the quality kind of sucked. Ciao, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Winston. That is a great tip. It wasn't iTunes. It might have been Winamp or something a long time ago. I remember messing with the EQ and then forgetting that I did that, and then playing something and was like, oh my, what happened there? And I'm wondering what's going on, and it just, oh boy. Winston knows the care that I take in the quality of the audio. It's very, very important to me. And very few times do I ever allow something to go out that's not of high quality, because I'm very particular on the recording of the audio. I'd rather not put a show out than put something out that's bad quality of the audio. He would have really messed with me if he said, Mike, the show sounds awful. And then I'd be like, no, what happened? How could that be? He would have got me all excited on that. Look for the simple things that are in front of you when you're diagnosing a problem. A tip. I can't believe I didn't realize this. Windows 7. All versions, if you go to Control Panel, what I always like to do is pick the large icons. There's an autoplay. It's so easy. And once you click autoplay, you can automatically pick what you want to launch. And it's very complete. What program do you want to launch when you put an audio CD, enhanced audio, DVD, movie, pictures, video? What do you want to do with a blank CD? Like right now, when I put a blank CD in, see where it says it? I'm showing everybody, it says take no action. No, I actually want it burn a disc using CD Burner XP. If I have a blank DVD in there, you know what? There's a good chance I'm going to burn a disc using CD Burner XP. Now you just click save after you're done, and anything that you want to auto-launch when you're doing something, this can save a couple steps. Or maybe the wrong program is launching. Don't forget about autoplay. Go into Control Panel, autoplay, and you can make all of those adjustments that can save you a lot of time. And it's one of those things I overlooked and had to find, because I was so tired of putting an audio CD in and then having the wrong program start to play it. And that's where I was like, wait, how do you change this? And I went in the Control Panel, and there it was, just staring me right in the face, autoplay. So that's my Windows 7 tip of the week. Let's get to a couple emails here. This is from BJ, and the subject, Bare Metal Backup. Mike, love the show. Wondering if you could discuss the Bare Metal Backup in some detail. How easy is it to do? What software do you use or recommend? What programs does one encounter? For example, I have used Acronis to do drive cloning. If my customer's desktop, which is Windows XP Pro, died, the motherboard or some such, and I replaced it with an HP desktop, would I be able to just clone the new PC drive and get up and running, or would Windows die on boot due to the driver hardware mismatch issues? Any input would be great. Actually, BJ, Carrie and I, on an older Tech Vets, actually covered this. Acronis will work. Sometimes you got to help it. And when you're laying down the restore and you're going to new hardware, you may have a hard drive conflict where you may have to use the Ultimate Boot CD, and there's a fix that you gotta push through the hard drive, controller driver. But I'll tell you, I have an easier solution. As much as they're not a sponsor anymore, Shadow Protect for desktop works like a champ, and you'll have no issues of doing a drive image, going to another piece of hardware, totally different, and being able to do the restore. You don't need any extra add-ins or plugins. Mark in the chat was kind enough to remind me that you need the universal restore plugin for Acronis in order for the drivers to work properly. So you may not have the full version to be able to properly go from one type of hardware to another. BJ, this is a great question, and I'm going to make sure that I link the Tech Vet show where Carrie and I think we might talk an hour on this topic alone, because so many people have this very problem where you want to go from one hard drive, you want to go from one type of hardware to a completely different type of hardware. And you might see universal restore. There's other terms that's used for bare metal recovery is the other term that Shadow Protect uses, but you can do it. I've done it. It does work. I've done it with servers. I've done it with desktops. You can do it. So very good question. I have a lot of email, but we're going to save that because we're going to try to do a show this weekend and I will cover that. I have not played music the last few weeks. So this past week, because I was at an incredible Aaron Lewis concert last Saturday in Delaware, where it was an acoustic set. Aaron Lewis is the lead singer for Stained. I found a Stained song on one of my greatest hit CD. Wait until you hear this cover. I'll be back to wrap up after this.
you believe it's working good. That'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain you are receiving, and there's no ship smoke on the horizon. You're only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. And hopefully we'll see you again very soon.
That, of course, was Staind doing the cover from Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, a great version of that song. And you can find it on my link that I'll have in the show notes to Amazon. And you can buy their greatest hits, their singles, and it's on there, and it's like $13. Great purchase. Okay, that is it for the show tonight. Remember, there will be no show next Thursday night because of my anniversary, but look for a show this weekend. So follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and I will be able to come to you live and with another show, catching up on email. I hope you enjoyed everything. Stay subscribed. Don't forget, please go to MikeTechShow.com to support the show. Use my link for Amazon to make all your Amazon purchases. And then just scroll a little bit down further. You have Bryce's Computer Repair Kit, an incredible collection of every form you could ever think of for starting your computer repair business, your consulting business. These are the forms that's going to help you literally launch your business. It's the Computer Repair Kit. Use my link. It's $49. It's a great buy. That's it. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.